The Irish Justice Ministry today released the Commission of Investigation report into the Catholic Diocese of Cloyne. Emer McCarthy reports.
This is the fourth report into abuse in the Catholic Church in Ireland after the reports in Ferns Diocese in 2005, the Ryan report into abuse in residential institutions in 2009, and the Dublin report also in 2009. The Commission of Investigation into the Catholic Diocese of Cloyne published its report Wednesday, headed by Judge Yvonne Murphy. The inquiry was commissioned by the Irish government in 2009. The report, which covers the Diocese of Cloyne, once headed by Bishop John McGee, was ordered after a probe by the Church's own child safeguarding watchdog, the National Board for Safeguarding Children in the Catholic Church, which found that policies in the diocese were inadequate. The Cloyne report contains 26 chapters, is about 400 pages long, and includes findings on all 19 priests, diocesan and religious, who faced abuse allegations there over the 13-year period investigated. In short, it looks at the handling of abuse between January 1, 1996, when the Church in Ireland first introduced child protection guidelines, and February 1, 2009, after the Church's own body indicated inadequacies. The commissioners were not tasked with establishing whether child sexual abuse took place or whether there was a basis for suspicions or concerns. Instead, they were to investigate how the church authorities in the diocese dealt with these allegations. It states the response of the Diocese of Cloyne to complaints and allegations was inadequate and inappropriate. It faults the then Bishop of the Diocese, Bishop John McGee, for having failed to oversee the implementation of the Church's own guidelines. It states he took little or no active interest in how allegations of clerical sexual abuse cases were dealt with and failed to supervise subordinates charged with handling the cases. The report concludes that the failure to report cases of allegations to civil authorities was the greatest failure. It states the diocese failed to alert the Gardaí of about 9 out of 15 cases, which very clearly should have been reported. Cardinal Sean Brady, Primate of Ireland, said it was another dark day in the history of the response of church leaders to the cry of children abused by church personnel. Archbishop Dermot Clifford of Cashel and Emily has said he accepts the findings of the report and has humbly apologised on his own behalf as administrator of the Diocese of Cloyne since Bishop John McGee's resignation, and on behalf of its clergy to all who suffered and their families. I'm Emer McCarthy.